More than 300,000 acres have been blackened in wildfires burning across Southern California. The fires have killed 13 people and burned more than 850 homes over the last several days. The biggest fire is in eastern San Diego County, where most of the deaths have occurred. The other major cluster of fires is east of Los Angeles. Fires merged and caused a larger two-flanked fire in the congested suburbs of San Bernardino. More than 450 homes there have been destroyed. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in San Bernardino. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the extent of the damage from fires in San Bernardino?
It's been devastating here. It's hard to say where to start. As you said, it's burning in nine fires in six counties, from Ventura County all the way to the Mexican border. And here in San Bernardino, as you said, more than 450 homes have burned. That's over the past 2 days. San Bernardino is one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S., so you have huge subdivisions built up against the mountains here. And those forests in those mountains are dry. There hasn't been a drop of rain here since June. And a bark beetle infestation has turned much of the forest into, they've called it, dry, rotting kindling. The hot winds here and the hot temperatures created what some firefighters called incandescent hurricanes, and that brought the flames into canyons where most of the homes were burned. Thousands of people have been evacuated. San Bernardino's airport is filled with evacuees. There were 1,600 people who spent the night on cots in one of the airport's hangars last night. There are some 20 shelters around the area set up. There were two deaths here. Schools are all closed today. Air quality is terrible. The skies remain black from the smoke, and ash covers the ground. Airports in the region have also had service disrupted because employees at the FAA Air Traffic Control Center near San Diego had to be evacuated, and that's caused problems for air traffic around the country.
Were residents caught off guard?
Well, in San Diego, the ferocity and the speed of the fires yesterday did take many by surprise. That's where you said the most deaths occurred. At least 11 people died, some caught in their cars trying to flee the fire. Here in San Bernardino, some residents I spoke to had about 10, 15 minutes to pack up their belongings and get out. The fire is so widespread. I talked to so many people in shelters. Many were anxious and worried, waiting for word about their homes. One major intersection I spent some time at, police were not allowing evacuated residents back in, and nerves were definitely frayed, and some words were exchanged. And others, neighbors are helping neighbors, comforting those who had lost homes. I spent some time in a shelter and met many people bringing in donations. One lady had spent the entire day making hundreds of cookies for evacuees.
This is a merged fire. Does it have multiple reasons, multiple sources?
Well, one fire began last Tuesday, and that one had burned, and then another one broke out to the west of that. They did merge yesterday morning early, and it was devastating. The two fronts met together. The line of fire stretched for some 35 miles. That oldest fire is believed to be arson. Police are searching for two white men in a gray van, and they were seen throwing something out of the window. The fire swept down the mountains into heavily populated communities. That's where the majority of the homes were lost. Right now, much of that front has been cooled off, and the fire is heading back up the mountains, ringing San Bernardino, and that's good news for those living in the suburbs, but the flames are heading into the popular Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear areas, where some 40,000 people live.
What are the prospects for getting the fires under control?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer. A lot depends on the weather. This fire began, like I said, last week, and it's been burning for more than 6 days. And fire officials were giving containments of this Thursday, but last night no one was making any predictions. And as long as the hot Santa Ana wind conditions continue, the fire behavior remains erratic, and it's hard to say. Governor Davis has declared a state of emergency in four counties. He's asking for federal support, and he's asked Arizona and Nevada to send in some more firefighters, and we'll have to wait and see.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in San Bernardino, California.